Good morning and welcome. We have a few announcements this morning. The nursery is available for those of you with kids up to the age of two, so you're welcome to take advantage of that. That is just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. This morning, there will be no junior department opening for Sunday school, so if you have a student in the junior department, they will just go to class whenever that generally starts, and then the junior high class will be with the high school class this morning, taught by me. So the junior high will be with me, and there's no junior department opening this morning. There's a ladies' fellowship event this week that is on Thursday. There's a flyer in your bulletin, and if you could RSVP to Tammy or to Valerie. Yeah, so Tammy or Valerie, if you could RSVP, that would be great. Are there any other announcements this morning? Yes, Dale.
We were concerned about Ed's seat getting too rusty. My good friend Ed's back.
All right. It is good to see old friends back in church with COVID winding down. It's a great thing to see, and just hello to everybody online who still isn't making it in or who can't make it this week as well. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right, the call to worship is Ephesians 1, 3 through 10. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, and which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he has lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth.
I know this is not my usual spot, but we're missing our usual music leaders. So would you please stand and sing with me this morning, hymn 521, Redeemed, or you can find it on the screen as well.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the child, and forever I am redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, his child, and forever I am redeemed, and so happy to Jesus, no language my can tell. I know that he, light of his presence, with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child, and forever of my blessed Redeemer. I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child, and forever I am. I know I shall shall see in his beauty the King in whose light delight, whose loving guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am.
Well, good morning again. This is our opportunity to share praises and prayer requests and take those before the Lord. I have a couple of updates for you from things that are on your prayer sheet. First of all, you know we've been praying for Lorraine Augsburger and the surgery she was going to have on her eyes. She did have that surgery this week, and she said it was very successful. She no longer has any pain, and she's very grateful for that. And she wishes to extend her greetings to everyone at church, and thank you for praying for her. Also, second name in the middle of the others with health needs, Jerry Johnson's dad, Harlan. Jerry let us know this morning that his dad passed away yesterday. So if you would be in prayer for the Johnson family and making arrangements, strength and encouragement for them during this time. And thank you to everyone who helped this past week with the funeral service and prayer service for Zane Wolfe. We had a very full house on Wednesday and Thursday. I know a lot of people helped out with that, and I know that was much appreciated. Continue to pray for Sally and her family during this time as well. And continue to pray for Victory Center as they search for a new director. They had their first week of camp this past week with 63 teens, and this week they have their SALT training. But continue to pray for Ken and Karen and their summer missionaries with their summer of camp. Do you have any other prayer requests or praises this morning, June? Okay.
So pray for us that we have the strength and wisdom and all we need to help
him. All right.
Continue praying for him, of course.
Yeah. So the Ohm's son, Bob, is doing well, but continue to pray for him, and he will be going to Ron and June's home Thursday this week. Janet.
Thank you for your prayers. I'm recovering very well.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to see Janet here today, recovering from her knee placement surgery, and she's doing well. Any others this morning?
My nephew Cole is healing, or our nephew Cole is healing, but he needs continued prayers. He's got a long ways to go yet. He has a doctor's appointment in a couple of weeks, and that will determine a lot for him going forward. So,
okay. Continue to pray for Cole Nichols and his recovery. Doing well, it sounds like, but still needs prayer, so continue to pray for him. Anything else this morning? Ernie.
The rain we received on Friday morning wasn't quite enough.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Ernie says the rain that we got was not quite enough, so we'd like to have a little more. Thankful for what we got, but yeah, we'll continue to pray for rain. Any others? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of coming together this morning to worship you. We thank you for each one who is here this morning in person. We thank you for those who are joining us online. We thank you for redemption that we have. We thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you for your love for us. We thank you that we can come to you with praises and prayer requests, and we know that you are concerned with those things that concern us. We know that you are aware of each need, each burden, each request, whether it's on our sheet, whether it's mentioned aloud or not. We thank you for the successful surgery that Lorraine had, and we thank you that she no longer has that discomfort in her eyes that she'd been experiencing. And we just pray that you would continue to give her strength. We thank you that Janet is here today. We thank you that her knee replacement surgery went well. We pray for her continued recovery. Thank you that Bob Ohm is doing well. We pray for him as he goes to Ron and June's home this week, and I pray that his recovery would continue to progress as it should, and I pray for Ron and June and some extra responsibilities they may have in helping to take care of him. We pray that you would continue to be with Cole, and we thank you for the progress that he is making. We pray for his appointment this week. We pray that he would continue to be careful about not doing things that he shouldn't, and pray that his body would continue to heal. We do thank you for the hope that we have of knowing that those who are in Christ, when they pass away from this earth and they leave their mortal body behind, we know that they're in your presence. We thank you for the life of Zane. We thank you for the impact that he had on so many. We thank you for the prayer service and the funeral this past week and for everyone that helped with that. And we pray that you would be especially close to Sally and their boys, extended family during this time. Pray for comfort for them. We pray as well that you would be with the Johnson family and the passing of Jerry's dad. We pray for strength for them as well and guidance in the planning for the service. We pray that you would continue to be with the ministry of Victory Center Bible Camp. We thank you for the faithfulness of the Taves over so many years ministering there. We thank you for a good first week of camp that they had this past week. And we pray that you would be with their training of teenagers this week that are interested in serving there. We pray that you would continue to protect those who are working at the camp and those who are attending the camp. And we just pray that you would bring the right person along to take over the role of director there. We do thank you for the rain that we received, but we do know that we need more. We know that you know we need more. And we just pray that you would provide additional moisture. And pray that you would be with farmers and ranchers and pray for patience. But we trust that you will bring rain. We thank you for the Weens and for the ministry that they have in Russia. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be part of their support. We pray that you would be with Jim and a couple of their children as they will be traveling this summer. Pray for safety as they travel back to Canada and the U.S. We pray that you would be with Olya and their other daughter who can't travel with them. We pray that you'd be with them while they remain in Russia as Jim and the other kids are traveling. We pray that you would continue to be with the churches and the ministry that they're part of there in Russia. We thank you for each of our missionaries and for the service that they provide. And pray for those that are leading services this morning in particular. We pray that you would give them encouragement and guidance. We pray they'd continue to see fruits of their labor, that they would have opportunities to share the good news of the gospel. They would see individuals come to know Christ as their Savior. We pray that you'd be with the other requests that are on our sheet and requests that maybe are on the hearts and minds of those who are here. And thank you again that we know that you're aware of each of those situations and that you are at work to accomplish your purposes. We do thank you for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have, but we do pray for our leaders. We pray for guidance for them, wisdom, discernment. We pray that there would be a desire among our leaders to act in the best interests of the country, to put aside partisan differences and disagreements and find ways to work together. We thank you for Christians who are serving our country. And we pray especially for them that you would give them boldness and courage to stand for what's right. We thank you for the men and women who serve in our armed forces and who protect us and keep us safe. And often they're separated from their families, and we pray for encouragement for them as well. We thank you for this church. We thank you for the fellowship, the encouragement, the strengthening that we provide for one another. Most of all, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We pray these things in his name. Amen.
You know, this morning, I'm just going to tell a quick little story. I was talking to a lady this morning here at church, and her love for the Lord and her love for people is very radiant in her. And I thought to myself when I was listening to visiting with her this morning, and just she was sharing with me about things, I thought to myself, are we that example that Jesus wants us to be? Are we the person that he wants us, how we love others, how we show him through ourselves? And it's wonderful to have those people in our lives, but it's also wonderful to try to be those people in our lives. And so I just was really encouraged this morning. And since Charlie asked me to welcome everybody this morning and get everybody up to really love the Lord in music, I just wanted to say it's a blessing for us to have those people in our church, and it's a blessing for us to try to learn from them and grow from them. So please stand this morning. Please sing with us and praise the Lord.
I will follow.
at your name, angels will bow, the earth will rejoice, your people cry.
As we sing Come As You Are, the words of this song are so strong, and it's just, he just wants us to come. He just wants us to come and praise him and love him. So let's do that together.
Lay down your hurts.
Father, we thank you so much that we can come to you. We can worship you, can receive encouragement from you, can be healed by you. We've received the hope of eternal life because of your love for us. We thank you for the privilege of being called your children. I pray now that we would focus solely on you as we look in your word, as we receive a reminder from your word of exactly who we are in Christ, of exactly what we have received through your Son, and the hope that we have for our future. In Jesus' name, amen.